Welcome to the Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. So what does food mean to you? Well, join me this week as my special guests are helping us with tips to stay healthy for the summer. And I'm especially excited about having Dr. Fred Pescatore on, and he's sharing some healthy travel tips, you know, how to stay healthy while you're traveling. But we also have some other guests sharing some healthy eating tips, how to stay healthy in the summer, you know, how to keep eating healthy but still enjoy the summer. So we're going to be sharing that as well. And I just wanted to remind everyone that if you follow me on Instagram at Maria Liberati, you will have a chance to win a copy of one of my coffee table size books from the Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Just follow me at Maria Liberati and watch for the announcement of the contest. You'll get a signed copy of one of my books. And I want to congratulate. So last week's winner was Josephine Tabruzio from Brooklyn, New York. She won a copy of a signed copy because we'll send you a signed copy of she won a signed copy of The Basic Art of Cocktails. And I wanted to remind everyone that throughout this summer, we are selecting, we're researching and selecting the best of summer products for our best of summer guide for 2024. And if you go to the MariaLiberatiShow.com, you'll find those products on a few of the blogs. So there are some really, really interesting products that we have found. So we have, and each week I'll give a little shout out and a mention, but you can find the links on my blog. So Pammy Pockets is a really cute cell phone pocket that makes it really easy to carry your cell phone to the beach, but stay stylish. So check out Pammy Pockets. Then we have Ultimate Luggage, which definitely is the ultimate luggage. I know I will be taking this luggage system with me when I go overseas. And then let's see, we have also Sweet Chaos Popcorn, which is absolutely delicious. And they have so many different, really interesting flavors. And to wash down that popcorn, Bowie Agua Fresca. I think I'm saying it's correct. It's B-A-W-I. I think I'm saying it correct. But it's an agua fresca that does not have loads and loads of sugar. So those are some of the products that we're highlighting on the MariaLiberatiShow.com blog. So check it out. And what I wanted to do is, since it's summertime, I wanted to read give a recipe, a summertime recipe, but also read an excerpt from my latest book, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Diaries Seasons. And here is a recipe from my book, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Diaries Seasons. And this recipe is for a lemon torta, but this is with an excerpt from my book, which are diary excerpts from when I was living in Italy and I kept a diary. This excerpt is titled A Summer Lemon Torta from Sorrento, Italy. Lemons have been used in many ways throughout history. During the European Renaissance, fashionable ladies used lemons to make their lips red and pronounced. In the early 1900s, an elixir of warm water, lemon juice, and sugar was thought to help digestion. Today, a mixture of olive oil and lemon juice is said to soothe rough, dry hands. For me, fresh, fragrant lemons signal summer. The yellow peel resembles a bright summer sun, and the fresh, hypnotizing perfume of the juice certainly make this a symbolic fruit. Sure, you can get lemons year-round, but not like the summer lemons here in Italy, especially in Sorrento. The simplest way to really brighten up any dish is by adding in lemon zest or lemon juice. For a light and refreshing summer dessert to be enjoyed alone or with some vanilla gelato, mix a pound of fresh strawberries, whole and halved, with the juice of one lemon and a tablespoon or so of sugar. Let marinate for 1 hour and serve. The perfume of lemon torta wafting through my kitchen always reminds me of summer. Summer vacations at small bed and breakfast called Agriturismi in Sorrento, where the air is infused with fresh lemons. The view of the Bay of Naples, the perfume of fresh lemons, and the vibrant colors all combine to make for a resplendent experience. So here's my recipe for a torta alla limone, lemon torta. This serves 6 to 8 people. 2 cups of flour sifted, 1.5 cups of sugar, 4 fresh lemons, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, 1 cup of warm milk, 4 eggs, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 6 fresh lemon slices, 1 cup of candied fruit, 6 maraschino cherries. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Melt the butter in a saucepan and set it aside to let it cool. Juice 4 lemons into a small bowl and set that aside. Grate the peels of 4 lemons, set that aside. Cut the candied fruit into small cubes, set that aside. Separate the eggs into 2 bowls. With hand mixer, whip the egg yolks with sugar until blended and very creamy. Add in the lemon peel and lemon juice a little at a time to the egg yolk mixture while blending it in. Add in the sifted flour 1/4 cup at a time, blending in after each addition. Add warm milk, butter a little at a time. Beat the egg whites until the peaks have formed. Fold the egg whites into the egg yolk mixture. Add in the baking powder, candied fruits, and vanilla. Butter and flour the pan or just cover it with parchment paper. Pour in the batter, bake in the oven, the 350 degree oven for 40 minutes. Remove the cake from the oven and let it cool. Place on a serving dish and decorate with lemon slices and maraschino cherries and serve.
And my special guest today is, and I'm really excited to have him here because I've heard so much about him, is Dr. Fred Pescatore. And he's going to help us with some travel essentials for wellness. I know myself when I travel, it is really tough. And you really have to be conscious to stay, you know, conscious of doing things to keep yourself. And he's going to help us with some wellness tips. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. So tell us, like, what kinds of tips would you give anyone that's traveling, especially we're in the summer, any travel tips for keeping well?
Sure. I think the biggest travel tip is to stay calm, right? We all know traveling is going to be a bear, traveling by car, whether you're traveling by air, it just doesn't matter, right? So just know and prepare for the worst. And then if you're pleasantly surprised, that'll be great. Because that will keep stress down. That'll keep your stress level down, which will keep your immune system more intact. And when we're traveling, we tend to do things like overindulge, maybe overeat, overdrink, over whatever. But keeping your immune system is so important because you don't want to, A, get sick while you're away. And you certainly don't want to get sick when you come back, right? And then and feel worse when you leave. So I think it's really important. So that would be my step number one.
So what a thing that we should maybe take with us, you know, traveling wise, just some little things to take that helps us to keep in this wellness journey while we're traveling.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I always travel with a good lotion, a good like body lotion type of thing or face lotion, hand lotion, something like that. Only because when we travel, we get dehydrated. We tend not to drink as much because we're not near the bathroom, that sort of thing. So I think that's really super important. I always travel with vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, and pycnogenol. So those are my 4 travel supplements that I never leave home without. And then I always take a body or hand lotion, face lotion with me as well to make sure that I'm staying hydrated both from the outside in and the inside out.
Great. And any tips on like when you're experiencing jet lag, anything for that?
In jet lag, the interesting thing about jet lag is that's why I take the pycnogenol with me, is because this nutritional supplement, I know a lot of people probably have never heard of it. It's from a French maritime pine tree bark extract. But they have a clinical study that shows us that pycnogenol was able to decrease symptoms of jet lag. And if you're not traveling abroad and you're not traveling through time zones, that's great. But even long journeys, we sit a lot. You're in your car going for a long car ride, going for a long plane ride. So if you're not getting up and walking around, Pycnogenol also has a study that talks about how it reduces leg edema. It reduces the complications of getting what we call a blood clot in the leg, a DVT. So those are some really, so that's why Pycnogenol is always on my list of things to, that I never leave home without when traveling.
Well, that's heard of that. I've only heard of like melatonin, but there's so many bad things associated with it. So that's really great to know. That's good. And I'm assuming drink lots of water, keep hydrated.
I mean, water's important. And remember, try not to have too much caffeine because caffeine is dehydrates you. So if you're having lots of coffee, you need to drink lots more water. Coffee does not count as a liquid here, folks. It just does not. It actually is an anti-liquid.
Definitely. Anything else you'd like to add, Doctor? That those are all great tips.
I mean, I think just the important thing is if you go away, try to get your exercise in, try to just stay on as much of a routine as possible, you will feel better doing it. I know you will. And you'll especially feel better on the way back.
Great. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Fred Pescatore. Doctor, do you have a website? We can tell people where to find you.
Sure. My website is Dr. Pescatore. That's PESCATORE.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Enjoy your summer, and hopefully we'll have
Thank
you back
you.
in the future. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Special guest today is Jessie Sierra Ross. She is a cookbook author. She's the author of Seasons Around the Table, and she's also a food and lifestyle blogger. Going to talk to us today about picnics. So it's picnic time, and all of a sudden everybody's interested in picnics. Jessie, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, I know you were telling us about some interesting things about the history of picnics. I bet most people don't realize. Tell us how picnics kind of started and got a foothold here in the US.
It's really a fascinating story because I think, like many of us, we think of picnics as being peanut butter and jam sandwiches and apple juice on a blanket on the lawn somewhere, but it's actually far more glamorous than that. Originally, picnics were an interesting phenomenon in the 18th century in Europe, and they were both indoors and outdoors, and they're very fancy sort of manicured gardens. But then they fell out of favor, and it wasn't until the Victorian era here in the United States that it really gained popularity because there was an initiative to get to nature, to get back to nature, to get out of the grunginess of the cities, because this is during the time of the Industrial Revolution. So to get back in touch with nature, and what better way to do that than to spread out a blanket and enjoy some lovely food and drink out in the sunshine.
Exactly. No, that's really fascinating, and figures that it originated in Europe. But so tell us some, I know you had some tips about picnics, including like the first thing was choosing the perfect lawn, did you say? Was that it? Yes.
It is. For me, I love a lovely, lush lawn that's flat and dry. You certainly don't want to sit down and then have a soggy bottom when you get back up. And I love to spread the blanket or the rug, depending on your surface, under dappled sunlight. You want to be able to keep your guests really cool and comfortable, but also thinking about your foods, because eating outside, we can't control the temperature as well. So dappled sunshine is really lovely. And just really creating a variety of foods for your guests to enjoy is the mark of a great picnic.
So tell us, I know you started leading into that, creating the food. So any types of foods you recommend for picnics or entertaining as a for an entertaining at a picnic?
Absolutely. And picnics are one of those interesting party get-togethers that can be as fancy or low fuss as you want them to be. So you could go all out and really create, very elegant hors d'oeuvres and champagne, or you could go low fuss with a lot of different finger foods, lemonades, mixed drinks. I prefer to choose recipes and dishes that don't need a lot of refrigeration. So charcuterie boards filled with cheese and nuts, dried fruits, fresh fruits are lovely. You can add little bits of chocolate and sauces, and it's kind of a mix and match adventure for your guests. So that's a great choice for eating outdoors. You can also do an assortment of antipasto or salads that are more on the hearty side. So things like crispy caprese salad, which is a crispy fried eggplant with layers of juicy tomato and creamy mozzarella and basil, is an excellent choice. A bowls of fresh melon, ripe stone fruits, even, I mean, don't tell anyone, go to your favorite Italian bakery and pick up an assortment of cookies. You want to decide what you want to spend your time on, but think about abundance, lushness, choice, but you don't have to work that hard to create it.
Exactly. I think picnics are best when they're simple because you want to enjoy it, right? Also, so you don't want to make it too complicated because then you can't enjoy the picnic. So simple, I think, always works better. So I love those ideas of bowls of fresh fruit and picking up some cookies. Yeah, because a lot of times, not really, we don't really, we want to enjoy the summer and not be in front of a hot oven. So
Right.
I think
I'm
that's
there
it.
with you.
Exactly. I think that's a great idea, is just picking up some great cookie sweets also. Any other tips before we go?
Absolutely. I want hydration. And I know hydration, the word itself is very boring and stodgy, but you don't have to make it stodgy. Set out some chilled rosé wine or sparkling wine, different specialty sodas, homemade lemonades. My tip for keeping all of those items chilled is to go to your local home goods store, get a big galvanized steel tub, fill it with ice, and put the bottles and cans right in there. They'll stay nice and cold. Your guests will enjoy the nice chilled beverage, and you don't have to worry about pouring drinks all night.
No, that's definitely a great idea. That's another tip to make it all less complicated. And don't forget the water too, like sparkling waters or just plain water, bottled water too,
Absolutely.
or any, some types of waters. That's great. Great. Well, I know we're almost at 4th of July, so these are perfect timely tips for our picnic for 4th of July and many more picnics to come this summer. Thanks so much, Jesse. And just tell everyone where they can find you. I know you have a blog.
For having me, Maria. Yes, you can
Yes.
find me at straighttothehipsbaby.com, and you can find links to my new book at straighttothehipsbaby/seasons.com.
There you go. Thanks again, Jesse, and hopefully we'll have you back again. You're welcome.
Discover secrets of authentic Italian cuisine with the Basic Art of Italian Cooking book series, my gourmand world award-winning book series, from Antipasti to Dolci. These beautifully crafted cookbooks take you on a culinary journey throughout Italy. Peace, love, and pasta. And you can get your copy today at marialiberati.com or artoflivingprimamedia.com or Amazon or Kindle or your favorite bookstore. Taste the passion, savor the flavors, because cooking is an art.
And my special guest today is Jessica Cording. She's a registered dietitian and author, and she's going to help us with telling us on how to stay on track for your a healthy diet for the summertime. I know everybody always had trouble staying track during the summertime. Everybody just wants to kind of let loose and just eat whatever. So, Jessica, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us with, as I mentioned, and you know this too, summertime comes and everybody thinks it's just time to let loose and just eat whatever. And then summer ends and it's like it's like, wow, where did these extra whatever pounds come from? So how can we stay on track? I think summertime is my easiest time to stay on track because it's warm and you don't really feel like eating a lot. Drinking more, more water and liquids is always something I like to do. But anyway, so how can we stay back in the summertime?
Yeah, so I think a lot of that depends on being clear on what you struggle with. So to your point, some people find summer easier. Maybe their schedule is a little bit lighter. They have more time to focus. The extra daylight helps them feel a little more upbeat and have energy for exercise. So that can happen. But other times we see people get so focused on getting in shape for summer, and then summer comes and it's like, oh. But also too, I think a lot of us have a lot of is happening in the summer. It's like wedding season. You also have graduations, for a lot of folks, vacation times where we might be a little bit more likely to indulge in foods and beverages that might not be part of our everyday routine.
Yes, and
So
don't
where I
forget
think,
about
yeah.
your, I just wanted to mention, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, there's all those picnics too and summer parties. Yes, so go
Yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, so I think, and I think It is important to enjoy celebrations, right? Food can be
Right.
a part of that, but when someone has a lot of celebrations in one season, it can start to feel a little bit overwhelming. I see people get into like a feast or famine goal where they're either eating open to try to make up for it, quote unquote,
Oh,
they
starving.
severely restrict and the cycle continues. So I think it's important to have a plan for how to enjoy those celebrations and those vacations in that will allow you to avoid feeling deprived, but not like you are overdoing and feeling uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yes, that's so important. And you're absolutely right. I notice people do that too. It's either, they eat like nonstop or almost nothing at all, which is a good routine to get into. But I think the one thing people tend to think that, they can just eat like that, these gourmet meals on a daily basis where, those types of food are you can't really do that daily. It's just, and every so often it's almost like a treat to have that, gourmet foods or different types of foods. But anyway, any specific tips for helping us stay on track?
Yeah, so I'll share one. I'll start with, and then I'll
Right.
share a little critical in the moment trick. From a mindset perspective, I think what's important is to know that, one meal will not derail your entire diet experience. It will not undo all your healthy habits. Even a week of unhealthy eating won't set you back permanently. So I think it's important to, for people who struggle with all or nothing thinking, to be a little bit more gentle with themselves when they do feel that they overdo it. And not to say like, sometimes people say, well, you say help certain things in moderation. What if like one day it's this in moderation, next day it's that in moderation? Like what if moderation was, and I'm aware that that is a thing. But I think what's important to know is that if you do feel like you indulge a little bit more and it feels comfortable, rather than going austerity diet the next day, prioritize foods that help you feel energized, balanced. Make sure you're getting protein, fat, and fiber at your meals, because that's going to help you feel grounded, help you stay full, give you energy. Drinking plenty of water, that helps digestion keep moving. So that is really important for keeping us comfortable, digestively speaking. So I think there's that piece of it, just to know that, if you have an experience that is not really ideal, you don't have to like throw all caution to the wind and just go nuts because you had one experience where you maybe ate more than you wanted to. But from like a more tactical perspective, if you are at a barbecue, you're at a graduation party, a wedding, and we can't always, we don't always know what food options will be available, right? Like we can't control everything, nor should we make that our goal. But from a big picture perspective, as a dietitian, I'm always looking at supporting stable blood sugar because that helps us feel full, keeps us energized, helps our mood stay, supports a healthy stress response. And what can be really helpful when it comes to figuring out what to eat at a, like a barbecue or other gathering? I generally recommend aiming to fill half of your non-starchy veggies because you're going to get fiber, you're going to get fluid, both of which are filling. You're going to get important vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. The calorie load is a bit smaller, so that can also help for people keeping an eye towards that. And then you want about a quarter of your plate some kind of protein. So I tend to recommend as much as possible aiming for the leaner proteins, like your chicken, turkey burgers, tofu and tempeh. Fish, of course, but then there's things like, if you really want a burger, like don't completely deny yourself. I think it's okay to make room for that stuff. So that's, we're talking about you got three quarters of your plate right there, and then pick a carb or like a high cal add-on that is appealing to you. So maybe you want a bun for your burger. Maybe you want some potato salad. Maybe you want to have some dessert, and that's, the what's gonna or a cocktail. That's where that goes. Looking for healthy fats. Avocado, for example, which is in guacamole, which is often at these gatherings, it's a great source of healthy fat and fiber. You can look for things like hummus. But if you're like jonesing for a little cheese on your burger, we'll go with that example, like it's fine. I think it's really having that well-balanced meal and keeping an eye towards portions. Just because, or if you have a meal though where maybe you have a burger bun and potato salad and dessert, like just acknowledge the experience, the company you were with, you know, you had a really great meal, but then move on. Like, your next eating occasion is a chance to just get back into your usual routine. No drama required.
Exactly. That's great. Well, we're almost out of time, Jessica. So first, thank you for being on. But tell us, I know you have two books out. Why don't you just tell us the title of your books and where people can find you?
Sure. So you can find way more about my books and at my website, jessicacordingnutrition.com.
Okay. Okay.
That's where you'll also find all my social media info. But my books are, so the first one is The Little Changers, 50 uh-huh. Healthy Habits for Managing Stress and Anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And the second book is The Farewell Tour, A Caregiver's Guide to Stress Management, Sane Nutrition, and Better Sleep.
Great. Thanks again, Jessica. Thanks so much for being on. And hopefully we'll see you in the near future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria Liberati Show. And thanks for this week's special guest for sharing all that info with us and those great tips. And also just a reminder that you can find great products for this summer on the blog for the MariaLiberatiShow.com. There's some really interesting products that you might not even be aware of. So you can find those products. I mentioned some at the beginning of the show. And you can also hear more from the Maria Liberati Show on the Maria Liberati Show podcast, where you can download that anywhere podcasts are heard. And you can get copies of my Gourmand World award-winning book, including the one that I just read a recipe from at the top of the show, that lemon torta. That book is The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Diary Seasons. That's the latest book. But all the books are from the Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. You can find those at MariaLiberati.com, at ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com, and Amazon and Kindle, and anywhere books are sold online. And a reminder to follow me at Instagram.com. So follow me at Maria Liberati, rather. Follow me at Maria Liberati on Instagram. And you will have a chance to win a signed copy of one of my coffee table size books. So be on the lookout. There are contests every few weeks, and you will see an announcement about that. And you can also find me at MariaLiberati.com, on Instagram at Maria Liberati, on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati, on Twitter at Maria Liberati, on Vimeo at Maria Liberati, and our YouTube channel, The Maria Liberati Show. You can find lots of videos of these shows and the podcasts on the MariaLiberatiShow.com channel. And I want to leave you with, as I do at the end of a quote now about summer. So hope you're enjoying the summer, but a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson: do what we can, summer will have its flies. And until next week, peace, love, and pasta.